This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called The Struggle Behind Every Dream.
You know, a lot of people dream, but they never do anything about it. Lots of people dream, but they don't ever go after their dreams. Why? Well, there are a lot of reasons. People are afraid. There are insecurities that keep us from going after our dreams. Last week, we talked about how our past can keep us stuck in the past and we can't get into the future. Criticism, the fear of critics, can keep us from going after our dream. Maybe you have a dream that would cause conflict with somebody. If achieving our dreams was easy, everybody would do it. But there's always a price to pay. And there's always work and there's always effort to see a dream realized. So today, as we're still getting into the early stages of how to dream and what to dream and where to dream and then what to do with the dream that God gives you, I want us to look at the struggle behind every dream, so you know what you're getting into, because there's always a struggle behind every dream. Ask Martin Luther King if there was a struggle behind his dream. He'll tell you yes. Ask Christopher Columbus if there was a struggle behind his dream. He'll tell you yes. Ask the Pilgrims if there was a struggle in starting over in a brand new country, if that was tough. Yes, there's a struggle behind the dream. Now, God intentionally allows these struggles to happen in your life and in my life. Why? Well, because God is far more interested in what you become on earth than what you do on earth. Let me say that again. God is far more interested in what you become on earth, that's your character, than what you do on earth. That's your contribution. God is more interested in the person you are becoming than your accomplishments. Why? Because you're not taking your accomplishments to heaven. The deeper purpose of a God-given dream that He gives you is what you end up becoming in the process of going after that dream. And you're not taking the end goal to heaven, but you are taking you. Now, a clear example of this in the Bible, of the fact that there's a struggle behind every great dream. And in this series we're doing on Time to Dream, we're looking at what's God's dream for your life. What's His dream for the next stage of your life? We're going to look at the life of Jacob today. Jacob's an interesting fella. He's a mixture of combination of good and bad, of highs and lows, of strengths and weaknesses. Jacob ran from God his entire life, and he actually ran from his brother his entire life. But one day, God made him stop running just long enough to give him a dream of a great blessing. But after God gave him that dream, came a very severe struggle with four phases. And these are the exact same four phases that you're going to struggle with in getting ready for the dream that God has for your life. So first we learn of God's dream for Jacob's life in Genesis chapter 28. If you look there on your message notes, verses 11 to 22, two of Genesis 28 say this. When Jacob reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. He found a smooth stone for a pillow and he laid down to sleep. Then God gave him a dream. in which he saw a stairway going from earth to heaven. Now, you always thought Stairway to Heaven was a Led Zeppelin song. No, no. It actually came from this guy, from Jacob. He saw a stairway going from earth to heaven, and the angels of God were going up and down the stairs. Now, at the top of the stairway was God, who said, I am the same Lord of Abraham, your grandfather, and of Isaac, your father, and I'm going to give you, here's the dream, I'm going to give you and your descendants all the land on which you're sleeping. That's the nation of Israel. And your descendants will spread all around the world. That's the Jewish nation. And all the peoples on earth are going to be blessed by your future generations, by God's chosen people. Now, God promises in this dream, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to watch over you wherever you go. But one day, I will bring your people back to this land. That actually became true. That prophecy was fulfilled in 1948 when the nation of Israel was established and Jews came back to the land in 1948. Now, when Jacob woke up, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. Now, let me just pause here. How many times has the Lord been in a place and you weren't aware of it? How many times? It says, then he was afraid. And he said, this place is awesome. It's the house of God, the gateway to heaven. So early the next morning, Jacob got up and took the stone that he'd used for a pillow, and he stood it upright as a memorial marker, like a pillar. And then he anointed the stone with oil. This is a symbol of anointing. And he named the place Beth-El, which means house of God. Anytime you've heard the word Bethel, it's a combination, the Americanization of Beth-El, which means house of God, just like Bethlehem means house of bread. Now, then Jacob made this vow to God. If you'll be with me, Jacob says, I will honor you with my life, and I will give back to you a tenth of all that you give to me. That's the principle of tithing. It's taught many, many places in Scripture, but Jacob is one of the early ones to say, I'm going to give you 10% back of everything you've given to me as an act of worship, as an act of gratitude, as an act of faith, that I realize it all comes from you in the first place. Now, that's the exciting part of the story. God gives Jacob this dream. I'm going to build a great nation from your descendants. I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to bless you. And Jacob says, you're going to be my God, and I'm going to serve you, and I will give you 10% back of everything that you blessed me with. But Jacob was not ready for God's blessing at this point. And this is not the end of the story. Jacob was not prepared. Jacob was not ready. Jacob was not mature enough to handle the great blessing and the great dream that God had in store for him. So God has to prepare Jacob to receive the dream he has for Jacob. He has to prepare him. He has to get him ready to receive the God-given dream, which, by the way, so do you. God has to prepare you. You have to get ready to receive the dream that God has for your life in the next decade and in the years ahead. God will take you through the same four phases of the struggle that he took Jacob through in order to get you ready to be blessed and to be fulfilled in your God-given dream.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and he never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. There's only 3 days left to get this great Bible study tool, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
God will take you through the same four phases, the same four phases of the struggle that he took Jacob through in order to get you ready to be blessed and to be fulfilled in your God-given dream. So, I want to just warn you in advance, there will be a struggle. That after God gives you the dream that God gave me of Saddleback Church has had many, many struggles over 40 years. There is no dream without a struggle. And that struggle involves four different phases that God takes us through in order to build our character, to strengthen our faith, to build our patience and resilience, get us ready for his dream. The four phases of the struggle we go through for God's dream is in Genesis 32, a couple chapters later after Jacob's been given the dream. So I want you to write this down. Now, the first phase in God's process of preparing us for the dream he has for us is what I call the crisis phase. You go, oh, great, we begin with a crisis. Yeah, sorry. Write this down. In the crisis phase, here's the first phase of struggle. I struggle with God and others. I struggle with God and others. Are you in a crisis right now? Congratulations, God's getting ready to give you a new dream for your life. Now, I don't know what that struggle may be. I don't know what that struggle or crisis may be. You may be facing a health crisis, or you may be facing a financial crisis, or maybe you're going through a relational crisis. There's conflict with someone you love. Maybe you're going through a personal crisis, mentally or emotionally. Maybe you're wrestling with all kinds of different issues right now. Well, congratulations, you're in phase one of God getting you ready for the dream he has for your life. If you're going through a crisis, it's God's way of getting your attention. If you're wrestling with difficult issues in your life right now, God is getting ready to give you a new big dream. Now, the background on Jacob is that all his life he had fought with his twin brother. In fact, the Bible says they even fought in the womb, and Jacob was hanging on to Esau's leg. Esau was born first. Jacob was born second, but Esau's trying to pull him back into the womb. And then later, if you know the story of Jacob, Jacob stole the family blessing from his brother. His brother was the firstborn. His brother was the one to get the birthright of the family. But Jacob tricked his father, who was blind and hard of hearing, and cheated him out of the blessing and cheated Esau. And he has been running from his brother ever since. This struggle that we're going to look at today happens the day before he confronts his brother for the first time since he manipulated the family blessing and stole what was rightfully his brother's. He's going to have a face-to-face encounter the next day, and he's scared to death. He's got this conflict with his brother. Maybe you've got some conflicts in your life, in your family. But his bigger conflict, Jacob's bigger conflict, was with God. And God brought it all to a crisis stage. Now, we start the story of the struggle in Genesis chapter 32, chapter 32, verses 22 to 25. And here's what it says. That night, Jacob sent his family across the Jabbok River. Then Jacob was left all alone in the camp. And a man, notice that's a capital M, a man, the man, came and wrestled with him all night. Now, this is the story of a very unusual all-night wrestling match. It's not nine rounds, it's all night. Now, it's a supernatural wrestling match because, as we're going to find out later in the story, the opponent is God. This is not WWF wrestling. Jacob is wrestling with God. Your biggest wrestling match in your life is with God. Now, let me tell you a little fun thing about this passage. You know, the Old Testament's written in Hebrew. In this passage, there's a pun in the verse I just read, because the Hebrew word for Jacob is Yabok. That's the word for Jacob in Hebrew, Yabok. The word for wrestling in Hebrew is Yabek, okay? And the river he had just crossed over with his family is the Jabbok River, which is actually called Yabok. So in this sentence, we have Yabok, Yabok, Yabek God at Yabok. Just a little play on words. Now, this was true of all of Jacob's life. It was a struggle. The Bible tells us in Hosea chapter 12, verse 3, before Jacob was born, he struggled with his brother. And when he became a man, he even fought with God. Now, let me just pause here for a minute and make an application to your life. I want you to think of the biggest conflict or the biggest problem that you're facing right now, okay? I want you to think of the biggest conflict or the biggest problem you're facing right now. Now, without even knowing what that is, I can boil it down to two basic issues. And the issue is this. Number one, will I obey God and do the right thing in the situation? That's the first issue. And number two, will I trust God to take care of this situation? Will I obey God and do the right thing in the situation, or will I trust God to take care of the situation? The root of all your problems is really your struggle with God. You want to be in control. You want to be God. You want to be the master of your fate. You want to be in charge. You want to call all the shots. So God forces the issue with a crisis. And you're wrestling with some problems in your life right now. What is the objective of wrestling? I actually wrestled in high school. And the objective of wrestling is to pin the opponent down. You pin them down on the mat until finally they say, I give up. Uncle, I surrender. You're in control. And that's what God is doing here in this wrestling match with Jacob. He's saying, I'm going to pin you down until you say, I give up, I surrender, you're in control. Note in that verse, it says he couldn't win. Did you notice the phrase? He couldn't win. Have you ever been in a no-win situation? Who do you think's behind that? When you're in a no-win situation, God's behind it. Now, listen very closely. God often uses a crisis to get our attention. God whispers to us on our pleasure, but he shouts to us on our pain. There's a verse in Psalms that says, sometimes God, it takes a difficult situation to make us change our ways. We don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. He said, well, I thought God loves me. Of course he loves you. God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. And so he's going to force you through a crisis, through a wrestling match, having to wrestle with different kinds of problems. He's going to force you to deal with the issue and pin you down. Why is this? Because we rarely change until our pain becomes greater than our fear of change. And it often takes a crisis to get that change. So when the struggle comes, and it will come in your dream, There will be pain, and there will be a crisis that comes into your life. But then here's the second phase. And the second phase in God's promise and process to get you ready for his big dream he has for your life is not the crisis phase. This is what I call the commitment phase. I want you to write this down. Here's the second phase of the struggle. God tests my faith in his promise. God tests my faith in his promise to bless me. He has made this promise. He's told Jacob, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to multiply your generations. You're going to be a mighty nation. Your people will bless the whole world. You're the chosen people. He's given all these promises. Now God's going to test Jacob's faith. And God's going to test your faith in his promises too. He gives you a promise of a great dream. And then he tests it. In Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 26, notice it said, Jacob wrestled with this man until dawn. Until dawn. That's a long time. It's an all-night situation. This crisis is not a quick over done. God is testing his patience, testing his faith, testing his trust. Now it says, when the man saw that he could not win the match, he struck Jacob's hip and knocked it out of joint at the socket. Ooh, that's got to be painful. That's got to be painful. Then the man said, let me go, for it's dawn. Now, he's setting all this up for Jacob, and Jacob panted. Jacob's worn out. He's tired. Jacob panted, I won't let you go unless you bless me. Now, isn't that an interesting thing to say to somebody you're wrestling with? I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. What happened here? Well, somehow, sometime during this struggle, evidently Jacob became aware that the one he is wrestling with is no ordinary individual.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. You'll get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered right to your inbox every day. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. There's only 3 days left to get this great Bible study tool, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
God has 5 purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love Him. That's called worship. He wants you to belong to His family. That's called fellowship. He wants you to grow in Him. That's called discipleship. He wants you to serve Him with your gifts and talents. That's your ministry. And He wants you to share the good news with other people. That's your mission. Now today, as we close, I want to talk to you about the third purpose, discipleship or personal growth. How do we grow? Well, we grow through the nourishment of God's Word. It's how we get to know God. To know God's Word is to know God's will. God's Word is the source of God's will. And God's ultimate goal for your life is for you to become like Jesus Christ. To do that, you have to fill your life with the Word of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, through the word we're put together and shaped for the tasks that God asked for us. I remember in the Old Testament, the Bible says that Job treasured God's word more than his daily bread. That's how I want you to treat God's word. That's how you grow in discipleship. Get into his word every day. Study it, memorize it, meditate on it, apply it. Never take it for granted. God's Word is as essential to your soul as food is to your body. So get into the Word today. God bless you.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.